Om Sri Sai Ram, our prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our Divine Master. We, the students of Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, Prashanti Nilayam, will now present before you, as a part of the Sri Satya Sai Annual Sports and Cultural Meet 2016, the drama, Our Lives, Your Message. The drama unfolds how a Sai student fights the battle of life and lives the message of Bhagwan, standing testimony to our beloved Master's declaration, My boys are my voice. The drama delivers the seminal message, We will find fulfillment if we make our lives His message.
Sanchari. Looks like you have been traveling extensively, trying to cover the news of all the lokas. Glad to see you after so long. So what news have you brought me today?
Narayana, Narayana. What is there to be said, my lord? Your creation, is as beautiful as you. Your reforms through ages have scripted glorious chapters throughout history.
Lord, in your Rama avatar, you showed the world how an ideal son, brother, husband and a king should conduct himself.
Where in Krishna avatar, you uplifted dharma and gave the world a treasure of teachings for ages to come.
And again, in the wicked Kali age, in your Sai avatar, you lived your messages day in and day out. People had to be reformed through love and compassion. And you did that so beautifully with your message of love and service.
Lord, your glory is unparalleled. And your creation, the crest jewel of all.
Yes, Narada. My objective is to establish unity in mankind, reveal to them the divinity within, and make them realize that God must be the only goal in one's life. But I really wonder if mankind has truly understood the essence of my avatarhood. Their courage fails them when it is most required. Their love for God, conditional. And all of this makes me wonder if I have faltered somewhere.
No, Lord, no. How can you ever falter? Your creation is still young. Your messengers are yet to realize their true calling. But for whatever it may be, they are the best in comparison with anyone else.
I know that they are good, Narada. Familiarity and proximity can deceive the most sincere of my sadhakas. They are on the path shown by me. But what worries me is, are they moving ahead? Yes, I have attracted them with my chamatkar. But are they moving on in their journey to Sakshatkar?
Of course, my Lord. Your messengers are pure at heart, and their devotion to you is unquestionable.
Yes, Narada. I do not question their devotion to me. But the path towards Sakshatkar is laden with enemies that are within. Battles which they have to fight with oneself, so that the fire of devotion refines them and makes them ready to be a part of society and ultimately become one with me. But are they strong enough to walk on the path laid by me?
O Antaryami, there is nothing that's unknown to you, for you know that the decisive moment has come for one of your devotees.
Oh, is it? Then let us witness his journey towards me.
Lifeline Pharma was established in the year 1985. It has been the leading company in the pharmaceutical industry for over two decades now. It has gained nationwide acclaim for its extremely affordable and effective drugs. And the one man behind all this, the founder member of Lifeline Pharma, is Mr. Satya Swaroop, an alumnus of Sri Satya Sai Educational Institutions at Prashanthi Nilayam, a man respected and admired by people from all sections of the society. Lifeline Pharma has decided to launch a new drug into the market named Ephemerol for pregnant women. Everyone is working hard for the launch success.
Hey Anand,
Is the interview with NDTV scheduled? We need to confirm that.
Yeah, I'm checking on that. Looks like they've confirmed the prime slot for the interview.
Oh, that's good.
Ravi, I have mailed across the approval letter to you. Can you please have a look?
Oh, sure.
Sir, on the advertising campaign, we have paid 50% advance and all the billboards would be up the moment the announcement is made. And we have covered all national channels and newspapers.
That sounds good. Hey Vijay, what about the appointment with the health secretary? And Anand, how about the NOC from Women and Child Development?
Oh no, I missed it. Let me call his office right away.
Guys, can't afford any slip-ups, please. Swaroop is expected at any time. Make sure you have ticked off all pending items. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, Rishi, can I have the team in my cabin in the next 2 minutes?
Right away, sir. Ravi, the interview is scheduled, right?
Yes, done.
Ad campaign?
Yes, it's taken care.
Good. Let's go in for the meeting.
Oh, sure.
Friends, in less than 48 hours' time, we will be living the dream we have been working on for the last 5 years. We have burned midnight oil to reach this stage. I hope all the loose ends are tied. Let's make this happen. Mukesh, I did check on the scholarship with the University of Chicago. I've sent my recommendations. Fingers crossed. Let's hope for the best.
Thank you, sir. That's very kind of you. Sir, I want to share something with you. We were in a dilemma as to where should my son pursue his medical studies and placed both the admission letters in the shrine. We have been praying intensely for him to guide. And then, today morning, when I walked up to the shrine, I noticed that one of the admission letters was covered with Swami's Vibhuti. Sir, there was Vibhuti manifestation in my shrine to convey his decision. We have no words to describe our happiness. And sir, I want to thank you because it was you who brought us to Swami's fold just 6 months ago. And here he is, guiding and showing us the way.
Mukesh, that's so wonderful. Our ever-loving Lord is so compassionate. He's always there, waiting to help us. It is just that we have to seek help from Him. Mukesh, I'm so happy for you that you got your answer.
Yes, sir. I shall take leave now.
Sure.
I'm so happy you guided Mukesh. How I wish something like that happens in my life too. I would feel your presence, your guiding hand in my life. Swami, are you with me?
करो मेरे मन की कामना दर्श दिखाओ भगवान तुम जानत सब अंतर्यामी दीजो मेरे प्रभु अमृतवाणी तुम हो मेरे आत्मा राम बाबा पूर्ण करो मेरे मन की कामना
दर्श दिखाओ भगवान, मुझे दर्श दिखाओ भगवान।
सर, दीज डॉक्यूमेंट्स। विशी, आई एम लीविंग नाउ, कैन आई लुक इनटू दिस लेटर?
With a heavy heart, Swaroop visits a Hanuman temple to find some solace. The day being Hanuman Jayanti, there is celebration everywhere.
रामचंद्र की
जय,
पवन पुत्र हनुमान की
जय।
लॉर्ड, दिस इज माय 9th ट्रिप टू यू एंड माय विश इज नॉट गेट फुलफिल्ड। वीसा हैज बीन रिजेक्टेड अगेन लॉर्ड। आई कांट स्टे हियर एनीमोर। प्लीज लॉर्ड, नॉट 108, दिस टाइम 1000 कोकोनट।
स्वामी, फादर्स ऑपरेशन, मदर्स हेल्थ, सिस्टर्स मैरिज, brother's job, son's admission in international school, and God, last but not least, good hike in salary this time, please.
Bhagavantuda, ento kashtapadutunnanu tandri, aina promotion raavatam ledu, edo okati cheyandi tandri.
And the list goes on and on. Oh, Swaroop, long time. Good to see you.
Saram uncle, how have you been?
I am fine. By the way, are you not joining the queue? The queue is getting longer. Don't you have a to-do list for God? Hey, you look quite lost in your own thoughts, just like your father.
Somewhat, uncle. You know, this launch coming up in a couple of days, I'm a bit stressed about that. How I wish I had the time to spend and share my thoughts with you, just like how my father had your invaluable company.
So true, Swaroop. We were really good pals. Last week, I did see you at the Samiti, but couldn't actually meet.
Yes, Uncle. I was there for the satsang, but had to rush for an urgent meeting.
Oh, is it? By the way, did you hear about the miracle that happened in Mukesh's place? I noticed a lot of people coming and witnessing this miracle. Our Lord has His own ways of bringing people into His fold. Swaroop, are you all right? I notice a sense of emptiness in your eyes.
Am I worthy enough to be called a devotee of Swami?
Come on, Swaroop. You have been a student. 3 generations of your family have been devoted to Swami and His mission. Then why such a doubt?
That's exactly what I'm saying, Uncle. I'm trying my best to walk on the path being shown by our master. But
what, Swaroop?
Uncle, but why Swami is keeping me away from Him? Why is He not with me?
What? What are you saying?
Then why is there no Vibhuti manifestation in my shrine? Or, for that matter, not even a dream or anything of that sort? I feel stranded. I feel empty.
What happened to you? Are you saying that miracles are the only ways of feeling His presence or His guiding hands in our lives?
Uncle?
No, Swaroop. How many times have you not heard our Lord calling miracles His visiting cards? They are just meant to attract a wandering soul onto the path of spirituality so that he can begin his journey towards God.
I understand what you are saying, but I would feel energized when something like that happens in my house too.
Let me give you an example. Imagine a mother pampering her child to make him go to school by giving him a chocolate. The mother gives it just to make him go to school and experience the joy of learning. But once the child has tasted the joy and experienced the happiness of learning, he no longer asks for the chocolate, nor does the mother feel the necessity to give it. So, you shouldn't be asking for chocolates here, Swaroop.
Okay. But what next?
What next? Just get ready for all the tests that are meticulously prepared by Him. Take all these tests with complete faith. And in the process, refine yourself and develop discrimination. Devotion to the Lord without refinement is meaningless and futile, just like Ravana.
Ravana was a great devotee of the Lord. He demonstrated his love and devotion by attaining the Atmalingam. On the other hand, the same Ravana lost his power of discrimination and committed a heinous act of abducting Mother Sita.
Devotion to God must be like that of Vibhishana. Even without seeing Lord Rama, his devotion to the Lord grew day by day and forced the Lord to accept him. Don't question the Lord's presence. Question the intensity of your faith.
Uncle, thanks a lot for giving me the right perspective. When he has assured us of his omnipresence, where is the question of feeling sad about miracles not happening?
Hours away from the launch of Ephemeral, an emergency board meeting has been convened at the office, being attended by major investors, principal scientists from research and development, and the managing director.
Good evening, Professor.
Last minute meeting. Okay.
Dr. Nandan, I thought you would be busy looking after our next project. Is this meeting something related to that? We could have as well had this after the launch.
No, Shreyas. This is something concerning tomorrow's launch. It is critical. We are just waiting for Mr. Swaroop to join us.
Good evening, gentlemen. Hey, Professor, I wasn't expecting you today. Anyways, let's start.
Gentlemen, this is something that was a part of our findings when we took the final composition to the independent lab tests. The few milligrams taken for the final test displayed a few unnatural characteristics. To confirm our suspicions, we felt we must look at this from a different perspective, that is, its molecular composition. I received a report from the chairman of Bioinformatics Molecular Modeling Department. I want you all to have a look at that. Ganesh, can I have it on the screen, please?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. The report says that ephemerol doesn't contain a certain functional group in its molecule that is to bind itself to the active site on the receptor. And this may not allow the drug to get metabolized in certain subjects in a desired manner. which may in turn lead to harmful effects in the long term.
Hey, Professor, let me get few things clear here. You see, we cannot understand your jargon. Can you please put this in simple terms?
I'll do that, sir. This drug is basically meant for vitamin supplementation in pregnant women. But the problem here lies in the fact that in the process of supplementation, the drug also reacts in different ways that could lead to long-term complications.
Okay, let's get this straight. What are the side effects of this drug?
Side effects. Some of the side effects are shortness of breath, muscle weakness, chronic kidney failure, and in certain cases, it could also lead to multiple organ failure.
But the most important fact here is that all these side effects will be shown on the child.
Professor, if you are now saying that ephemeral has side effects, may I know the reason for your delay in bringing it to our notice?
We apologize that you had to be called at such a short notice. But the fact is that the experimental residue which was left in the lab over a long period of time had given rise to these complications only recently.
Okay. So tell me, Dr. Ganesh, are you trying to say that all the consumers of this particular drug will be affected by these side effects?
No, Mr. Aditya. According to statistical reports that we have formulated looking at different data,
we have also consulted the leading gynecologists in the country.
We have formed our deductions and calculations
with a marginal error percent of 0.3% due to the small inaccuracies in the data collected.
Ah, yes, sir. But we have finally pinpointed the affected population to be 1.12% of all those who consume our drug.
Professor, you were talking about long-term side effects, right? So, how long will it take for these symptoms to surface?
Yeah, the report regarding the effects is expected any time now. It could take a couple of minutes. Okay, while we wait for the report, let's just break for a cup of coffee. So, Vishy, what do you think about this whole thing?
Sir, I'm actually confused. There is so much at stake. And if what Nandan is saying is true, then what should we be doing? I really don't know.
Come on, Vishy. It is in these situations that you need to give it a deep thought and take a decision.
Yes, sir. But I'm unable to apply my mind. Whatever the decision may be, it is going to affect so many of us. I mean, 5 years of strategy, research, huge amount of money that has already been pumped in. So many of our careers and future is at stake.
Is that all at stake, Vishy?
Somewhat, sir. This company is your brainchild. The seed which you had planted has now grown into a huge tree, providing life and shelter to all. A decision on something like this is either going to take our company to the next level or simply bring the curtains down. And if I were to make such critical decisions, I would rather not be a person with authority and power. I would just choose to remain neutral and go with the flow.
Vishy, I have a totally different perspective on this. I clearly remember what my master said. The world suffers a lot, not because of the violence of the bad people, but because of the silence of the good ones. Let me also narrate to you a story which I heard directly from my master himself about a conversation between Krishna and Bhishma in the battle of Kurukshetra, wherein Lord Krishna, apparently infuriated by Bhishma, decides to kill him by wielding a weapon.
Tada! Please forgive me, O Lord. Blinded by my pride, I did not see who was in front of me. I am ready to die at your hands, O Vasudev. But if you are forced to break your vow and decided to kill me in this battle, I must have committed a blasphemy.
Please enlighten me about my mistake.
Ignorance is your mistake, O grandsire. Ignorant about your understanding of dharma. Dharma is not the dogma of life. It is the discipline of life. Dharma is prioritizing others' concerns over one's ideals. Your vow, sacrifice and steadfastness is your only dharma? Such a vow or sacrifice is only a selfish act.
I have taken the vow of celibacy to honor my father's words. I have given up the throne so that there is no fight in the clan. But do they appear in any way? Acts of selfishness, Vasudev.
Those sacrifices are praiseworthy, no doubt. But why did you give up on your responsibilities towards the society? Did your vow do any good? Did it stop this unnecessary war from happening? Did it change the unforgivable betrayal that occurred? You considered your vow to be dharmic. Which dharmic act leads to a war, O grandsire?
But I have followed dharma at every step of my life, Vasudev.
No, grandsire. In order to be free from the bondage of your actions, you refrain from acting itself. Why did you not stop Dhritarashtra when he was unfair to your beloved Pandavas? Why did you allow Shakuni to cheat in the game of dice? Why were you silent when Draupadi, your own family, was being humiliated? The decision of this war itself. Where is the dharmic character in any of it, grandsire? You had the capability and also the power to stop any of these unrighteous acts. But you did not take any decision. In fact, your entire life you have only escaped from the responsibility of taking a decision, O grandsire.
Vasudev, is it possible to take decisions and free oneself from its results? Can one be liberated from the unending cycle of cause and action?
Nishkama karma is the way to be liberated from the shackles of actions. To be free from the consequences of actions, you decided to forego action itself. You should have forsaken the fruits of the actions. That would have saved you from the bondage.
So, is there no meaning at all in one taking a resolution?
That resolution which uplifts the society is a noble one. But a resolution that harms others should be necessarily broken at the earliest. Dharma is life itself. And life changes, O grandson. Did you know the future when you took up your vow? Then why so much attachment to a word against injustice to life? Ask yourself, O noble one, on which side of dharma are you standing?
I accept my mistakes, O Lord. I wish I had understood the real meaning of dharma earlier in my life. All these moments of injustice would not have occurred.
Hey, Mahavatar.
Bhishma was a shrewd statesman, an ethical warrior, and a man with all power and capability to take the right decisions. But his silence created such chaos and injustice in the society. At this juncture, it is important that I carry my master's message and take a decision that is good for the society and the company. Oh, looks like the professor is ready with the report. Let's join them.
Yes, we have the report with us. And it says that the side effects would become visible after a period of 5 to 7 years.
So, Professor, how will people get to know that these side effects are due to our drug? Can any medical diagnosis trace back the cause to our medicine intake?
Interesting question. The answer is no. No medical diagnosis can trace this drug to be the cause of those side effects. There's absolutely no doubt in it.
Wow, that's it. We need not worry. Let's get back home and get set for the big day.
Exactly. Mr. Midun has got it right. I mean, tell me which drug doesn't have side effects. Even chocolates have side effects. I guess we have nothing to worry here, right?
So, Swaroop, I'm sure you're with us on this. And we can continue with our preparations for the launch.
Thanks a lot for the information, professors. I'll take it from here. I'm sure that you will all agree that the position we are enjoying today as a market leader is because we have always kept our customers first and ourselves last. We have always taken decisions that have helped our customers, and in the process, we have also achieved our milestones. Our customers have always believed us and trusted us with our products, which in turn have translated into huge profits. While it is very clear that our drug is going to affect the future of our own customers, I don't think that we should be going ahead with this launch, no matter what it may cost us.
Swaroop, did I just hear you say that you're canceling this launch?
Boss, 5 years of research, 75 crores of investments, all this down the drain with this decision? I'm actually wondering if this is you who are talking like this. You can't be serious.
And Swaroop, just after this launch, we have planned for our further public offering. What about that? And our own team of employees who have been with us for so long, we have planned to hike their financial benefits.
We have been one of the most cost-effective providers of drugs for a very long time. Because of the harmful effects of the drug affecting a mere 1%, you are actually denying the other 99% access to this wonderful drug. Is that not being socially irresponsible?
I mean, this isn't just about money. It's more about our reputation and competitive advantage. How do we go back on what we have promised? As a company, we have a great history of launching products as per plan. And something like this will not only destroy our market share, but also our name and fame.
I guess you need some time to rethink on your decision. Swaroop, we have been with you for the last 20 years and trusted you with every decision of yours. But now, it is looking like as if you want to destroy all that has been built till date. That too, when we cannot be identified as the cause for all this. So please think again. And hopefully, you'll come back with some good news.
Canceling this launch?
5 years of research.
5 years of
75 crores of investment.
Crores of investment.
You're canceling this launch?
further public offering.
Is that not being socially irresponsible?
You're canceling this launch. And our own team of employees.
Just simply bring the curtains down.
Swaroop had the clarity as to what his decision must be. Yet, he did not have the strength and the confidence to cancel the launch. He hoped to find them in Mohan's, that is, his father's friend's house.
Swaroop, what a surprise. Come in.
Saram, uncle. Sorry to disturb you so late, but I couldn't help it.
Oh no, Swaroop. I'm used to it. You know, your father too would walk in and surprise me. Swaroop, if I'm not wrong, the launch is set for tomorrow, right? I'm happy you still found time to come and meet me. Anyways, tell me, all set for the big day?
Big day? Launch? That's exactly why I'm here, uncle. Actually, I'm thinking of cancelling the launch of the new product.
What? At this last moment, you're thinking of changing your decision?
I had to, uncle. My team of scientists identified certain long-term side effects of the drug. But my team of investors want to go ahead with the launch, since the scientists also revealed that there would be no way to trace that our drug is the cause of it.
What? How can they even think of launching the product then?
Yes, uncle. I have almost made up my mind that such a product should never reach my customers. But...
But what, Swaroop? I don't think you should have any second thoughts.
True, uncle. But something is pulling me back. My decision of this nature is obviously going to affect everyone working for me. But at the same time, I cannot neglect my responsibilities towards the society either. I'm worried about the consequences of my action.
Swaroop, I strongly feel that you have followed your conscience, which has in fact guided you to a correct decision. But at the same time, your mind is playing its tricks. Remember, Swaroop, what our beloved Swami once narrated to us about Yudhishthir in the battlefield.
Rajguru Dron is plundering through the Pandava troops, wreaking havoc, and he needs to be stopped. But he is a formidable warrior, and his only weakness seems to be his affection for his son Ashwatthama.
Go and declare that Ashwatthama is dead.
Is it not adharma to utter untruth for attaining victory in this war?
The one who is fighting a war against dharma, is he not personifying adharma? Acharya Dron is the biggest obstacle in this dharmic war for dharma to be upheld.
I do not want to win a battle like this, O Vasudev.
Who are you to win or lose this war, Yudhishthir? Just play the role that has been assigned to you. Fighting against adharma is your duty. So just act. The fruits of actions are not in your hands. Bhim!
I have killed him. Ashwathama is dead.
No, it cannot happen. I don't believe you. I shall ask Yudhishthir. Maharaj Yudhishthir, is that true that my son Ashwathama is dead?
Rajguru Dron, Ashwathama, Hata, Kunjara.
Swaroop, this incident in Mahabharat is very familiar to all of us. But Swami revealed something very significant about this episode. He said, Yudhishthir used his discrimination to distinguish between dharma or adharma. He did not implicitly follow the Lord's command. Swami explained that implicit obedience and detaching oneself from the results of one's own action is the character of a true devotee.
Yes, uncle. All that I need to worry about is whether I have followed the command of my conscience, which is the voice of my Lord, and offer the consequences of such a decision to the Lord Himself. And I'm sure I will have peace.
Lifeline Pharma has been aggressively marketing Ephemerol through its advertisements. Expectations nationwide is reaching dizzying heights as the launch of Ephemerol is nearing by.
Five years back, when we started this company, the sole motive was to build an organization the walls of which resonate with the values of selflessness and integrity. It was this selfless motive that has brought us here. Today, if we are a leading pharmaceutical giant, it is only because of the love and trust that people have put in us. We are known to give life-saving and not life-harming drugs.
Please don't talk about abstract things like love, trust, etc. Swaroop, please be practical.
Mr. Aditya, love and trust are not mere bits of philosophy. That is what distinguishes us from the rest. To give life, you need a heart. And that heart must first beat for others.
The side effects of this drug affect a mere 1% of the population, Swaroop. It's insignificant.
Mr. Ishwar, you are talking about 1% of the population being insignificant? What if that insignificant population included your own daughter or your son? We are still making profits. Is that what you are saying?
Mr. Swaroop, how can you be so insensitive towards my family?
Am I insensitive, Mr. Ishwar? Then what are you doing? Are not the customers a part of our family? Don't they have a life? Don't they have families? Have we stooped so low that we value money over life? Do we even have the right to call ourselves a part of this company when we are going against its very name and soul? Mr. Aditya, do you still feel that love and trust are mere bits of philosophy? Mr. Ishwar, is 1% still an insignificant population for you? And most importantly, do we all still feel that we must launch the product? And even if you still feel so, I'm very sorry. With 100% clarity and confidence, without the slightest trace of apprehension in my heart, I decide to cancel the launch of this product, Ephemerol. I think my revered investors here foresee huge financial losses. I have not forgotten my responsibilities towards you all. Mr. Ishwar, could you please lend me your pen? I've got all my papers ready. I transfer my entire ownership in this company to you all at absolutely no cost, which I'm sure would more than compensate your perceived losses. This is the best I can do for you all and to the society. I leave this organization today with absolutely no regret, but with supreme conviction and happiness that I could follow my master's words in the most challenging situation I ever faced in my life.
Swaroop, proud of you. In fact, we all should be proud of what you have done today. In one stroke, you have given up everything that you have built. 25 years of your time, effort, money, and reputation. I knew what you are doing was right, but didn't have enough courage to stand by the word of my conscience. They say, a true leader is one who knows the way, goes the way, and ultimately shows the way. And that's exactly what you have done, Swaroop. You knew the way. You had the courage to go along the way, and ultimately, you showed us the right way.
Swaroop, I still can't believe what I have just heard. It's still not sunk in. I mean, how could you possibly think of this? Out of the world, Swaroop. You make me feel as if I don't belong to this planet. As if I don't breathe the same air that you do. 25 years of working with you has not rubbed off even a bit of humanness into me. Truly, Swaroop, your conviction, your courage, your clarity, and your concern for people have made me feel ashamed today. Your sacrifice has indeed melted my heart. Heart, is it? Stone, I must say.
I feel so narrow and limited after listening to you, Swaroop. I mean, the entire world runs around accumulating things for their own kith and kin, making riskless financial plans to secure their own future. But how could you possibly think beyond your own self and your family? We don't know the final buyer of our product, right? They are not our family, no way related to us.
But you still had the sense of responsibility, the sense of oneness, the sense of love and concern for all those people. Hats off, Swaroop. Hats off.
Some sacrifices change not just circumstances. In fact, they change lives altogether. I must say, Swaroop, you have changed not just me, but the entire panel of investors. You have opened our eyes, Swaroop, and showed us that investing in you is the best decision we have ever taken. Congratulations, Swaroop. Congratulations.
Swaroop, these are the documents that you signed for transferring your ownership to us, right? Swaroop, you could do so much to save lives. Do you think we still have the heart to accept this ownership?
True. It is love and trust of the people that distinguishes us. But more importantly, it is your master's message and you that has defined Lifeline Pharma.
Swaroop, for once my heart has taken a decision. We are not leaving this company. Let us cancel this launch together.
As a team, we must stay united and take decisions listening to the voice of our conscience. When you know that something is right, never falter in taking a step forward. Be the decider of your circumstances, the master of your fate, and the captain of your soul.
What has happened to the launch? The launch was scheduled this morning, but we don't see any activity.
Has it been delayed?
Sir, has the launch been postponed to some other date?
The launch is cancelled.
Breaking news! Mr. Swaroop, the managing director of Lifeline Pharma, has just informed us that the launch of the drug Ephemerol is cancelled.
Why is it cancelled?
I'll answer that. The entire panel of investors and the managing director have unanimously decided to cancel this launch.
There were some complications with the drug that could harm people's lives.
And for us at Lifeline Pharma, customers have always been the center of our business. We cannot and will not risk their lives, whatever it might cost us.
Customer has always been the sole concern of our company.
What about all the money that has been pumped into this project?
Losing money is not a loss if it saves lives. Tell me one thing. How many crores will you give for your life?
a week later during the conference at a drug manufacturer's forum.
The epic decision of Lifeline Pharma has taken the social media by storm and is the most talked about subject right from the health minister's office to a common man's home. Let's hear what different people have to say about this.
Sir, being the health secretary, can you share with us the government's opinion on such responsible and honest corporates?
Yes, people like Swaroop will inspire leaders for a better tomorrow. They make the nation proud. We look forward to collaborate with such companies to create a safer and a healthier future.
You have been a strong competition for Lifeline Pharma for the past 10 years. Do you think the decision is ridiculous? What would you have done if you were in their place?
It's tough to take a call on something like this. This is both life-giving and a life-defining decision. The last thing that you could do is calling it ridiculous.
Sir, you are a renowned security market expert. How do you think this decision would affect the share price of Lifeline Pharma?
This is the most stunning decision, and the results are also equally stunning. The way the public has responded to this is extremely encouraging. This is fabulous. There is nothing stopping this company from making a massive oversubscription in the further public offering.
What do the people from the NGOs feel about this decision?
This decision marks a new era in the pharmaceutical industry. But it also raises a few questions. Can every company be a Lifeline Pharma? Can all the other companies display such courage and concern towards its customers?
Do you feel it's right that the good of 99% should be neglected for the sake of 1% of the population? What is your view on this?
We have no words. This is unparalleled. A life is a life, even if it is just 1 in 100.
Sir, this is perhaps the toughest decision you've ever taken. Your company has created a wave of positive response from customers and competitors alike. Tell us about your journey and your source of strength.
Reminiscing, this wonderful journey exhilarates my soul. For throughout, there were many moments when my faith went weak. I doubted my courage, doubted his infinite power. Moments when I almost betrayed my conscience. But in all these turbulent situations, it was my master's message that showed me the way. Only a worthy goal scripts an inspiring journey. For me, the goal has been to make my life my master's message. Our lives can find a sense of fulfillment only when we make our lives his message.
Like Swaroop is the perfect answer to your question.
Yes, Narada. Such people make my heart swell with pride to look at my messengers living my message. My message is like my footprints. Follow them without any thought of their destination. My message is the perennial source of inspiration and the ultimate sustenance for all your joy and peace. My message is the panacea for all those who need me. My message is the assurance for all those who believe in me. My message is myself for all those who love me.
నేను ఎప్పుడు మీ వెంటనే జంటనే ఇంటనే ఉంటూ ఉంటాను. కనుక మీరందరూ కూడా ఐకమత్యంతో పనిచేయండి.
వర్క్ విత్ ఫీలింగ్ ఆఫ్ యూనిటీ.
నా సీట్ ఇక్కడ కాదు.
భగవాన్ సీట్ ఇస్ నాట్ హియర్.
నా సీట్ మీ యొక్క హృదయమే.
భగవాన్ చైర్ ఇస్ యువర్ హార్ట్.
కనుకనే మీరు ఎక్కడ ఉంటే అక్కడ కూడా స్వామి ఉంటున్నాడు.
స్వామి ఇస్ దేర్ వేర్ ఎవర్ యు ఆర్.
ఏ కొరతలు మీకు జరగవు.
నథింగ్ విల్ హ్యాపెన్ టు యు.
ఏ విధమైనటువంటి అపజయాలు మీకు జరగవు.
యు విల్ నెవర్ హావ్ ఫెయిల్యూర్.
కానీ పరిపూర్ణమైన విశ్వాసంతో మీరు పనిలో ప్రారంభించండి.
బట్ వర్క్ విత్ టోటల్ ఫెయిత్.
ఏ పని చేసినా కూడా ఇది భగవత్ కార్యంగా భావించండి.
వాట్ ఎవర్ యు మే డు గుడ్ వర్క్ టేక్ ఇట్ యాస్ గాడ్స్ వర్క్.
जलाएंगे हम जीवन को उज्जवल बनाएंगे हम
साई तेरे प्रेम की ज्योति से हम दिल दिल को उज्जवल करेंगे
नंदन गजानना
कृष्ण जय गोविंद गोविंद गोविंदा गोपाल जय गोविंद कृष्ण जय गोपाल कृष्ण जय गोविंद गोविंद गोविंदा गोपाल जय Krishna Radha Krishna Govinda Krishna Gopala Krishna 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 Radha Krishna Govinda Krishna Gopala Krishna
Yeah.
Krishna, Krishna. Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopala Krishna Jai, Govinda 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 Gopala Jai. Krishna Krishna Radha Krishna Govinda Krishna Gopal Krishna 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 Govinda Krishna Jai Gopala Krishna Jai Govinda 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 Gopala Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Sai Ram, Bolo Jai Satya Sai Ram. Thank you. सत्य साए राम।
माता माता साई माता,
माता
माता साई माता,
माता माता
माता साई विश्व
माता,
जगत माता साई विश्व माता। माता साई विश्व माता, माता माता साई माता, दुर्गा भवानी काली कपालिनी शांति दायिनी साई माता, शांति दायिनी साई माता। भक्त जना संरक्षक प्रति महेश्वरा, ओम जय जगदीश हरे। शशिवदना शीकरा सर्वा प्राणपते, स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते, आशित कल्पलतीका, आशित कल्पलतीका, आप बांधवा, ओम जय जगदीश हरे। माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियंत युनीवे, स्वामी मरियंत युनीवे, नाथ ब्रह्म जगनाथा, नाथ ब्रह्म जगनाथा, नागेश शयना, ओम जय जगदीश हरे। ओंकार रूप जय शिव साई महादेवा, सत्य साई महादेवा, मंगल आरती अनंद को, मंगल आरती अनंद को, मंदर गिरिधारी, ओम जय जगदीश हरे। नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण, ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा। नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण 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 नारायण, ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा। नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण।
शांति शांति शांति, समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्त लोका सुखिनो
जय बोलो।